Second Stop this Tuesday is in South America. We've told you how a collapsing economy is leaving many people in Venezuela hungry and unable to get the hygienic and medical supplies they need. Well, help is flowing to Venezuela from nations around the world, but some of it, at least, has been stopped at the country's western border with Colombia. Beginning last Friday, two truckloads of food and medicine from the United States were prevented from rolling onto Venezuelan soil. The country's president, Nicolas Maduro, said, quote, "We are not beggars," and he added that the humanitarian aid is intended to humiliate Venezuela and justify military aggression. Analysts say it's possible that the government's afraid that the supplies could be used as a cover for an invasion of Venezuela. But Juan Guaido, who declared himself the new Venezuelan president in January, said the aid would be let in because it's about saving lives, and that the officials who block it are keeping medicines and food from people in need. As inflation in Venezuela spins out of control, with prices for everyday items soaring beyond what residents can pay, countries like Canada and Germany have pledged millions of dollars to help. What's unclear is whether the Maduro administration will accept it.